Well, I make cornbread out of cornmeal, and you make that in an iron skillet. And then we make corn pones sometimes, which are made with a much thicker batter. Cornbread's made with a buttermilk batter, and it's thin when you pour it in the pan, and it rises up and it gets this sort of custardy stuff in the middle that my husband thinks is not cornbread, but I think it's the best part. And corn pones are made without buttermilk. You make them with boiling water, and they're real thick, so you can put a clump, maybe 4 or 5 inches across. You take a big tablespoonful and you quaff it down on the skillet or on the griddle.
It's round shaped?
It's usually oval because it's whatever falls out of the spoon. And it makes a little mounded thing, and you cook it brown on one side, and then you flip it over and it kind of squashes down so then it gets flat on the back side too. You cook those on a griddle.
What do you make to eat with fish?
A lot of people make hush puppies. I've never had a hush puppy in my life. I don't know what you do. They're fried in grease. And I don't know what one tastes like either.
What, did you ever hear something called a corn dodger?
Yes, but I don't think that's local usage. That was from people who were not from here. And I don't know what a corn dodger is. I heard them talk about having corn dodgers, but couldn't recognize one if I saw it.
What's something that people would make with cornmeal and salt and water boiled together and eat with a spoon?
Cornmeal mush.
Did you ever eat that?
I've had it. What we used to do instead of that was take the water after you boiled greens, and my great-grandmother mainly, would boil it down till it was pretty thick, and there wasn't very much left of it, and then she would stir cornmeal into that so it made a thin sort of a gruel stuff, and that was called pot liquor.
Yeah,
and that was pretty good.
Would you call it pot liquor if it didn't have any cornmeal in it?
Well, you could, but we always put cornmeal in it and ate it that way. It would be pot liquor even if you didn't, but I think you'd have to boil it down. I don't think just the water you boil the greens in is pot liquor. I think of that as being a more concentrated, soupy stuff. And then especially when you put the cornmeal in it, and then you kind of half ate and half drank it.
What's something that fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center?
Donut.
Any other names or different kinds of?
If they don't have holes in them and they're made the French market donut way, then we'd call them a beignet.
Is that very popular around here?
It's an import thing. It's become popular in the last, say, 20 or 30 years when people would have them in New Orleans and bring them back over here. And there are 2 or 3 places where you can buy them in restaurants now. And they do sell a mix. So I make them a lot. It's just mix the stuff with water and then cut them out in squares and drop them in the fat and fry them.
What's something you make of a batter and fry for breakfast?
Pancakes, hotcakes. I call them hotcakes most of the time, but I'm sort of gradually going into pancake without any particular reason. We called them hotcakes always when I was a little girl. Let's have hotcakes for breakfast.
Tell me how much flour you might buy. If you're buying it loose, you might ask for 2 or 3 pounds
of it.
And the inside part of the egg is called the
yolk.
What color?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them
poached eggs.
Or if you don't crack them,
or hard boiled. Or soft boiled, if you don't boil them as long.
And say someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Did you ever say vittles?
My grandfather said vittles.
Joking or
It was hard to tell with him. He sort of adopted a Texan attitude. I told you he was embarrassed that he had been born in Maryland by accident. And he really kind of tried to adapt himself to what he considered his homeland. And he would pick up things like that and use them